In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, again, all I'm doing is reading what Jesus told Louisa. As we read the Book of Heaven, everything changes. Our whole life changes completely. I've been saying from day one, who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she? This is what Jesus says. We'll finish off where we did before this, volume 20, 10, 22, 19, 26. The first miracle, healings, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional healings. Everyone who has been healed for the last 2,000 years has died. Okay. The second, now this is important for us. The second miracle is the preserving miracle. And that's what Jesus shows Louisa. Jesus shows Louisa that this is a new and divine way of holiness that's coming for all of humanity. The second miracle is the preserving miracle, because he says, my divine will possesses the miraculous power, listen to this, that whoever lets himself be dominated, here's the word again, dominated by the divine will, shall be the subject to no evil. How can this be? Well, when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the evil one who's been kicked out of heaven will be kicked out of earth. And what's the scripture say? No more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. This new and divine way of holiness is so close. When you read the Epistle of Paul, everything he says, we've been gifted by salvation. What we have to understand is, now, because of Louisa, we are gifted with sanctification. Now, nobody's there yet fully. Otherwise, we'd have to kneel and adore each other, because it would be in God's image and likeness, the true image of Jesus and Mary. That was hidden. With Louisa, Jesus says, basically, to live in the fullness of this gift, you have to die. This body has to die. This body can't contain the divine will. Let's look at Louisa. She possessed the divine will, but her body was corrupted. Now, we are going to see some miracles that are going to astonish the world. I remember with the priest who died, and Conchita said, Our Lady told her that his body would be incorrupt at the miracle. We haven't seen anything yet. They dug up his body. His body was corrupted. And they said, aha, this proves that the and Conchita said, it's not the day of the miracle. The day of the miracle is coming for us. We're going to witness this, and we have to be ready for it. And so God is giving us the way and the how we can get ready for this miracle. And that's going to be for all of humanity. It's close. So therefore, Jesus says, there shall be no need to make miracles of the saints anymore. This is the preserving miracle that's coming to humanity, where humans will not be subject to evil. Well, that's at the end of the world. World without end. There's three comings of Christ, Saint Bernard teaches us. If you want to read that, that's the second reading of the first week on Tuesday, where Saint Bernard was said, there's three comings of Christ. There's the incarnation, there's the final coming of Christ, but the middle coming of Christ is going to come through us. There will be no need to make miracles of the saints. This is why I'm saying, use the relic of Louisa. This is not a miracle of the saints. It shall preserve them always healthy, holy, and beautiful, worthy that came out of our creative hands in creating Adam. You see what's coming. This is a glorious time to be alive. The kingdom of the divine will shall make the great miracle of banishing all evils, all miseries, all fears, because it shall not perform a miracle in time and in circumstance, but it shall keep the children of its kingdom with itself in this act of a continuous miracle to preserve them from any evil and let them be distinguished as the children of its kingdom, as the children of the kingdom. So now think about this. Jesus says, the children of the kingdom, hopefully that's us, will be crowned with a triple crown. Okay, a triple crown. To you will recognize the children of the divine will with this triple crown. Well, what's the triple crown? It's the papal tiara. Okay? Who doesn't have the the triple crown now is the Pope. That was given away in what, 1967, 1966? But the saints say, if you read the lives of the saints, the crown, the papal crown will be returned to the Holy Father. Okay? There's nothing to be worried about. The triple crown of the tiara is first going to be given to the Holy Father. So you need a father and a mother for each era, for creation, Adam and Eve, for redemption, Jesus and Mary, for time of sanctification, the Holy Father and Louisa. You have to understand, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be complaining about. There's nothing to be negative about. God has promised this through Louisa. It's the continuous miracle that's coming. This is why God has got such great things in store. We limit God by our doubt. Well, I don't believe that. I don't. It's just speculation. No, no. You read the book of heaven and you will see very clearly what Jesus says. Jesus tells the priests, they are the ones that's going to give this gift to humanity. Why? The priests are in charge of the Eucharist, the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. The pastor has the key to the tabernacle. It's not supposed to be given to everybody and anybody. That's not the church. Jesus says the key, he says to Louisa, is you, Louisa, must be the key. Okay. When God gives this to the Holy Father, we're home free. It's going to be great. It's going to be glorious. So our job is to pray. Our job is to pray. So he says, this continuous miracle is going to preserve his children from any evil, and they will be distinguished as the children of the kingdom. This in these souls, but also in the body, there shall be many more mortifications. Now they're talking about the body, because it is always sin that is the nourishment of all evils. Now listen to Jesus. Once sin is removed, there shall be no nourishment for evil. Do you believe that? That's what the saints have been telling us all this time. Jesus said, you must be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect. How can we do this? We're only human. No. With Louisa, it's not only human. It's sharing in divinity. The priest puts a drop of water in the chalice to prepare us for what God is going to do, to share in his divinity. Once sin is removed, there shall be no nourishment for sin. And more so, since my divine will and sin cannot exist together. Okay, so that tells us something. If you're going to confession each week, my divine will and sin cannot exist together. So you're always going back to confession, receiving absolution from the priest, because the sacraments and sacramentals are the way of healing us. To get us ready for the kingdom. Since my divine will and sin cannot exist together, therefore the human nature shall also have its benefits. This great miracle is coming, and the head of this new miracle, the head of this mission is Louisa. Why? She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam, the new Eve, the new beginning. A new and divine way of holiness is coming to the world. How many of our Christian friends love Jesus, but don't have Louisa, don't have Mary as their mother? How many of our Christian friends love the Holy Spirit, but do not have Mary, the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit? Everyone will become Catholic. That's what Jesus says. There was one church, one flock, one shepherd. Adam had a universal life, a Catholic life. As we begin to live this Catholic faith, we're not making a decision of what is true and what isn't. We follow our dogma and doctrine of our faith. The human nature will then begin to have its beneficial effects. That's why the church is being attacked. Jesus says it's being purified. Now, my daughter, having to prepare the great miracle, this great and final miracle that's coming to humanity of the supreme fiat, I'm doing with you, Luisa Picaretta, the firstborn daughter of my divine will, just as I did with the sovereign queen, my mama, when she had to prepare the kingdom of redemption. I drew the Blessed Mother so close to myself, Jesus says. I kept her so occupied with her interior as to be able to form together with her the miracle of redemption. For there was such a great need that that happened first. So, where many other things, together, we and Jesus said, Mary and Jesus, together were to do and redo to complete what that I had to hide from her outward appearance, anything that might have called her to do a miracle. So Jesus tells us she's not just woman. She's Theotokos, Mother of God. And I had to hide any outward appearance that may be called a miracle, except for her perfect virtue. By this, I, Jesus, render the Blessed Mother more free so as to let her cross the endless seas of the eternal volition, the eternal will of God, the eternal fiat, that she might have access to the divine majesty in order to obtain the kingdom of redemption. So he says, all the good that I did upon earth, I did because of the Empress of Heaven, the Blessed Mother, reaching to the point of holding her empire in the divinity. And by her empire, she drew me from heaven to earth to give me to all of her children. Now, Jesus says, I am doing the same for you, Luisa. In order to prepare the kingdom of the supreme fiat, I keep you, Luisa Picaretta, with me, Jesus. I make you cross the endless sea to give you access to the celestial Father, that you, Luisa, may pray to him. You, Luisa, may conquer him. You, Luisa, have empire over him to obtain the fiat of my kingdom. Who is this Luisa Picaretta? Who is she? And in order to fulfill and consummate in you, Luisa, all the miraculous power that is needed to form a kingdom that is so holy, I keep you, Luisa, continuously occupied in your interior with the work of my kingdom. I make you pray your round continuously in order to redo and to complete everything that is needed and all that should do be done in order to form the great miracle. See what's coming? Of my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And therefore, externally, like my mother, I let you nothing miraculous appear in you except for the light of my most holy divine will. Who is this Luisa Picaretta? Who is she? What a great and glorious time to be alive. Who is this Luisa Picaretta? As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, you begin to understand. It's just scratching the surface. Begin to understand how beautiful and powerful this miracle, this preserving miracle has been given to humanity through the newborn, Luisa. Some might say, how can this be? That's the next question that we have. And Jesus is asking us to understand. And blessed Jesus manifests so many portents to this creature, Luisa, about this kingdom of the divine fiat, that the goods shall bring and shall surpass all of creation and all of redemption. Those are the words of Jesus. You can't believe God has saved everything at the end. He's saved the best for last. Who's going to bring that which surpasses creation and redemption? Even more, Jesus says, it shall be the crown of both the one and the other, crowning creation, crowning redemption. And he says, crowning my holy church, I'm going to crown these children that are one with Louisa. But in spite of so much good, nothing miraculous can be seen in Louisa until now. That's why I'm saying, if you have a relic of Louisa, watch when God says, okay, let's begin. It's the miracles that are going to come through Louisa, who has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, was going to astonish the world. The crown of both redemption and creation. But in spite of so much good, nothing miraculous can now be seen in Louisa externally as confirmation to the great good of this kingdom of the eternal fiat, while all the other saints, without portent of this great good, has made miracles at each step of their life. Now, Louisa, the one who must do the greatest, has no need to do the lesser. In the same way, in the face of the miracles of the kingdom of my divine will, restored in the midst of creatures, all the other miracles of all the other saints will be tiny little flames before this great sun of my most holy divine will. S-U-N of my divine will. I love it when people say to me, oh, I want to go pray to the novena to this saint or that saint. But they're great saints. Miracles. But Jesus is trying to make us understand they're tiny little flames to what's coming to the earth. The world is going to be consumed in the love of Jesus and Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Consumed by the love of God coming upon the earth through little Louisa. Each saying that I have given to you, Louisa, each truth that I've given to you, Louisa, each manifestation that I've given to you, Louisa, about the divine will is a miracle that has come out of my divine will as preserver from all evils. Nobody's there yet. This miracle that's coming, like it says, who's going to be able to stand? Again, just think of the illumination of conscience. The illumination of conscience is God is going to tell us who we are and who he is. And most of us would die of sorrow, who we really are, who God really is. We fool ourselves. I mean, how many people have gone to confession and not spoken the truth, hinted around their sins? God's going to show us exactly what we have done, what we have thought, what we have said, what we have done, what we have failed to do. That's why it's good to go to confession now. Don't be caught on the last day where God's going to present to each and every one of us our life. Jesus says, what's coming out of my divine will is the preserver from all evils. It is like building the creatures to an infinite good, to a greater glory, to a new divine beauty, fully, fully divine. Jesus said to Louisa, I'm going to make my children my own divine masterpiece. And we're following, you know, the lives of the saints in doing the will of God. Jesus has offered to us living in the divine will that he gave to Louisa, and receiving the divine inheritance of the Father, which is given to Louisa. It's light years beyond what the saints have been given. I'm not calling them bad. It's like Moses not receiving Holy Communion. It wasn't time. It's like David not receiving confession. We are living now in a new era. For the last 2,000 years, Jesus is getting the world ready for what? For sanctification. We have received redemption. We have salvation in Jesus 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross, shedding every drop of his blood. Now Jesus is opening the door for us to receive sanctification. So he says, Louisa, each truth about my eternal divine fiat contains more power and a prodigious virtue that if a dead man were resurrected, a leper were healed, a blind one could see, or a mute could speak. He says, but in fact, my word upon the sanctity and power of my fiat shall resurrect the souls back to their original origin. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image with the book of heaven. Jesus says, get ready for my likeness to do what God does. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, we're letting God take his place in us that he originally planned for Adam. The human will kicked God out. Jesus says the divine will should be here. So he says very clearly, in fact, my words to you, Louisa, on the sanctity and the power of my fiat shall resurrect the souls back to their origin. These souls shall heal, the divine will shall heal them from the leprosy produced by the human will. I mean, think about it. What did Pope Francis say? Pope Francis said, we spend more money on makeup than on nuclear weapons. More money on makeup. Even in a coffin, they're made up. Doesn't he look good? Well, he's dead, but he looks pretty good. It's kind of nice. But no, it's what does he say? You're going to be healed. He says very, very clearly, they will give them, they will be healed from the leprosy of the human will. We are beyond corrupted, because but we've been redeemed. And now what has to be redeemed is this body, okay? That's why Jesus says, he says, listen to what he says. He says, in fact, my words on the sanctity and power of my fiat shall resurrect the souls, okay, to back to their origin. A day will be like 1,000 years, 1,000 years will be like a day. They shall heal them. This is from the leprosy produced by the human will. They shall give them sight to be able to see divine goods of the kingdom of my divine will, because until now, humanity has been blind. The sanctity and power of my divine will shall give speech to many who are mute, while they were able to say many things, other things, only for my divine will were they like mute without speech. Like I said, when I talk to people, I ask, how are you? And they go, I. It's why? We should be at the point where Jesus is my life. I love to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I can't wait for Holy Communion. Only in my divine will, we're like many mute without speech. And then the great miracle of being able to give to each soul a divine will that contains all goods. That's what's coming. The kingdom of the divine will is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. And what shall I not give to them when they shall, what shall I not give to them when it shall be in possession of the children of its kingdom? What does that mean? We're going to co-create with God. Each one of us has talent. You know, God is an angel that God has given to us. You know, we're really born with nothing. Any talent that we have is angelic. And what shall it not give to them that shall be in possession of the children of the divine will? What can I do? He says, my children are going to become my divine masterpieces. Can you imagine? Say you're an architect today. What you're going to be like, one with God as an architect. It's going to be amazing. You're a musician today. What is it going to be like to be a musician, one with God? You're good at math today. What is it going to be like to be doing math with, in, through, and for God? Then he says, Louisa, this is why I keep you all occupied in the work of the kingdom of mine. There is much to do to get the people ready in order to prepare for the great miracle to come, that the kingdom of the fiat be known and possessed. Are we ready? Are we ready to go through the 3 days of darkness? What is the 3 days of darkness? The Lord is going to say to the devil, death, take what's yours and leave. It's the 3 days in the tomb. Jesus resurrected. Are we going to resurrect with him? He says, I want the resurrection to begin now before you die. The kingdom is coming. Are you prepared for the great miracle that's coming? Or are you patting yourself on the back going, hey, I've got the divine will. You're going to be greatly fooled. So he says, I, Jesus, confirm that each word and manifestation that I, God, have made to you, Louisa, about my eternal fiat is the greatest miracle and serve the kingdom of my divine will. And this is why I push you so much. And I care so much that not a word of mine be not manifested and written, a word of mine not be manifest and read by you. Because I, God, see a miracle of mine coming back to me that shall bring so much good to the children of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. It's going to be heaven on earth. So he says, I want you to begin to live this now. He said, if you wait to be resurrected, you're going to wait in purgatory. If you really begin to strive for resurrection now, what's that mean? Living the life of Jesus and Mary through Louisa. Learning, studying, and putting this into practice. Once you say, hey, I've got it, you haven't got it. This is infinite. We're finite. For all eternity, we're going to be in the presence of God. He's going to reveal to us who he is. And it's going to be the eternal awe of God, as St. Thomas Aquinas says. A new beginning for all of humanity. We're not even close. We're not even close. God has got a miracle that's going to put us in awe for all eternity. And he's asking us, are you ready for what I'm going to do? As Our Lady said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. Our Lady of Revelation, 1947. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of Lucifer and his reign. The kingdom is coming. The new Jerusalem is coming. The new heavens and the new earth are coming. Are you ready? Jesus keeps on telling us as we read. Volume 20, 10, 24, 19, 20. I was praying my usual round in the divine volition. And each thing I placed my I love you. See, that's the rounds. It's falling in love with God. One with Jesus, one with Mary through Louisa. And I ask that the kingdom of the divine fiat come and be known upon earth and reaching all the acts that my sweet Jesus did, not what I'm doing. I have people go, I'm going to do my acts and rounds in the divine will. Well, God bless you. Have a nice time. I'm following what Jesus tells Louisa. I want to reach Jesus to do all his acts in redemption, asking in each act, may your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. Well, I'm going to do all my acts. Such pride. My acts. What am I going to do? I can do nothing. That's the human will. People still believe that their human will is pretty good. Well, I come and did this and I did that and I believe this. Baloney. It's Jesus who's done everything. It's Mary who's done everything. The new Adam and the new Eve. That's why they love Louisa. She thought of them. So before going around so much in all of creation and redemption, I used to place my I love you, my adoration, my thank you. Okay? So here, Louisa's revealing, before she understood the divine will, she would place her I love you in kneeling in front of the Blessed Sacrament. My I thank you in front of the Blessed Sacrament, which I can no doubt do without asking for the kingdom of the fiat. So this is what she did before. I feel I would want to overwhelm everything, the smallest and the greatest thing, heaven and earth, with what? The very acts of Jesus and Jesus himself, and force them so that everything and everyone might say with me, we want, as Jesus says, the kingdom of the supreme fiat. We want, as Jesus says, the divine will reigning and dominating in our midst. More so, since all want it, the very acts of Jesus, his life, his tears, his blood, his wounds, say within us, may our kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So I enter into the acts of Jesus. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. And I repeat it along with it. May the kingdom of the divine will come, fiat come soon. I'm going to do my acts. No, I want to redo Jesus's acts. That's the divine will. And when I hear somebody saying, oh, I did my acts in the divine will this morning. Well, again, you're misunderstanding what Jesus tells Louisa. He has to do this. His mother has to do this through Louisa. The new Adam and the new Eve, your acts don't do anything. It's somebody gets upset and says, you're diminishing what God wants to do in me. No, I'm not. You got to hear clearly what Jesus is saying. You got to hear clearly what Louisa is saying. We want everything, the smallest and the greatest acts, things of heaven and earth, become the very acts of Jesus and Jesus himself, to force them, that everything and everyone may say together with me, we, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, and I want the kingdom of the supreme fiat. We want this to be, I want to breathe. I want to echo what Jesus has said. We want the divine will reigning and dominating in our midst. Don't limit God. This is the greatest thing that has been given to humanity. The greatest thing that has ever been given to humanity. And what Jesus is asking us, he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. He really is. With and through and for Jesus and Mary through Louisa. So he's Jesus. That's so like, more so, since everyone wants this, humanity, all of creation, all of redemption, the very acts of Jesus, Jesus's life, Jesus's tears, Jesus's blood, Jesus's wounds, say from within, may our kingdom come and reign upon earth. And so I enter into the acts of Jesus. This is what the rounds is about. I repeat it along with, may your kingdom of the divine fiat come soon. You're not doing your rounds. It's Jesus's rounds that you're doing. Get it correct. Well, I've done this all my life and I believe that I'm living in it. Baloney. Read what Jesus says to Louisa. Begin to live this the way Jesus taught Louisa. Louisa didn't say, I'm doing my rounds. Her eye is one with Jesus. Her eye is one with Mary. Her eye is repeating the life of Jesus. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Cry in my crying. I mean, Jesus, I want you to be alive in me. So I enter into the acts of Jesus. I repeat along with it, may the kingdom of the divine fiat come soon. Now, while I was thinking this, my beloved Jesus came out from within my interior and with unspeakable tenderness told me, my daughter, the one who is born in my divine will feels its life flowing within her. Now, this is important. Have you felt Jesus beating in your heart beating? When you take a breath, do you feel Jesus breathing in your breathing? This is the bilocation that he wants. He wants you to begin to experience him. It's not going to happen to me. I'm not holy enough. No, you can't happen to you. You say to Jesus, let it be done as you wish. Let it be done as you want. Louisa, the one who was born in my divine fiat, Louisa, feels the life flowing within Louisa as though naturally that she wants this for everyone that she possesses. What's the secret in the three appeals that Jesus gives to Louisa? She says it right at the very end. Here, I want to tell you another secret. If you don't know what it is, read the three appeals again. What is the secret? She wants for everyone that which she possesses. And since my divine will is immersed and enclosed in everything and everyone, one who possesses it prays her round through all the things, encloses her round to pray it and to win it, to descend upon earth, to form his kingdom. That's the secret. However, you must know that in order to have dominion and to make them say what you want in all things that came out of my divine will and enclose it, first you, Louisa, had to know them. You, Louisa, had to love them so that you, Louisa, might love them and give you the right to possess them. Why? To make them do and say whatever you want. Because it's Jesus there. It's Mary there. Jesus says, I want you to begin to live my life. I want you to begin to live my mother's life. That's the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's the Eucharistic reign of Jesus. Jesus tells St. Faustina, I want you to become a living host. He says to Louisa, this is what I have longed for you, to learn how to become a living host. So Jesus is teaching us. He's saying, I want you to possess this great gift of the divine will. I want you to say whatever you want. Why? Because it's what God wants. Jesus wants. It's not me, what I think, what I say. It's Jesus, what do you want? And then he says this, here is the reason why. Before praying your round through all my works, you would impress your I love you, I adore you, I thank you. It was the knowledges of my divine will that you were acquiring and the possession of them that you were taking. Do you see what it is? This I love you is Jesus saying I love you to the Father. Jesus saying I love you to, I adore you to the Father. Jesus is saying to the Father, I thank you, I praise you, I love you, I glorify you. Why? Because of the knowledges of my works that you are acquiring and the possession of them that you're taking. Little by little, you forget about yourself. Your focus is Jesus. Your focus is Mary. If you're on the phone, you know, complaining to somebody, you got to stop it. You're on the phone listening to someone complaining, you got to stop it. Your response is, God's going to take care of it, fiat. I can guarantee you there is a list a mile long of your worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. The list that you have with Jesus is, I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you. You are my king, you are my God. It's your focus is him. Now, after possession, what greater, holier, and more beautiful thing, more bearer of all happiness to the human generations, can you ask in the midst of my works and together with them, the coming of the kingdom of my divine will? What's he saying? The possession, greater, holier, more beautiful, bearer of all happiness, is to bring all that heaven on earth, the coming of the kingdom of my divine will. There's no negativity. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity to the point of no more sin. We're still working on this. That's why we go to confession each week. We want the divine will. We plead for the divine will, but it's at arm's length because the miracle hasn't happened yet. God is seeing, he's saying, are you going to do this for your family? Yes, Lord. Then prove it. Be peaceful, joyful, and happy. And then he gives us a test. Where are we right after that? Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. God goes, good. Keep on working. I'm going to perfect you. I'm going to make you perfect as my Heavenly Father is perfect. Wait till you see what God's got planned. More so, since the kingdom, since creation, the kingdom of redemption, it was in the midst of the fiat. I, God, wanted to establish it in the midst of humanity. All my acts, my very life, their origins, their substance, deep within them that I, God, Jesus has done. It was the fiat that they asked for the fiat they were made. If you could see each one of my tears, each drop of my blood, each pain and all of my works, you would find within them the fiat that all of humanity is asking for. and how they were directed toward a kingdom of my divine will. And even though apparently they seemed to be directed to redeeming and sanctifying man, it was the way that they were making in order to reach the kingdom of my most holy divine will. God has done everything. It's not just salvation. It's not just redemption. He said, I rose from the dead so my people will rise from the death of their human will now. If you wait for resurrection after you die, you're going to wait a long time, Jesus says, in purgatory to be purged. So what's he doing now? He's purging us now. The martyrdom of martyrdoms, what's that? Not giving life to our human will. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more feeding these demons and keeping them alive in us. Jesus is so happy. He says, and even though apparently they seem to be directed to redeeming and saving mankind, this is what Jesus did on earth, it was the way that they were making in order to reach sanctification, which is the kingdom of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. This happens also to creatures when they decide that they want to take possession of a kingdom, of a house, of a land. If they do not find themselves in it, in possession of it immediately, in one instant, but they have made their way, who knows how much suffering, how much fighting, how much climbing the stairs in order for them to be in this possession, then they possess it. My daughter, if all the acts, all the pains that my holy humanity suffered did not have the restoration of the kingdom of my fiat on earth as their origin, substance, and life, I, God, would have moved away from the lost purpose of creation. That cannot be. Because once God has set himself in a purpose, he must and can obtain the intent. And if in everything you do, everything you suffer, everything you say and do, if you do not ask for my fiat and do not have my will as origin and substance, you move away from and do not fulfill your mission. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints. Everything for the glory of God. That the kingdom of God be established on earth as it is in heaven. And it is necessary that you pray your rounds time and time again. If you haven't learned how to pray the rounds, it's like getting a key to a Maserati and not being able to drive it. I mean, it's much worse than that. But as you've got to mature. You got to listen to Jesus. Pray your rounds time and time again in my divine will, in the midst of my works, and ask all in course for the coming of the supreme fiat, so that together with all of creation and with all of the works that I, Jesus, did in redemption, you may be filled to the brim with the will and the acts that are needed before the celestial Father to make and impetrate the kingdom of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. So what I would do is make a promise to Jesus. I will do the rounds each day. Make a promise to Jesus. I will go through this, Lord. It's very clear. It is necessary. Underline that. Pray your rounds time and time again so that you can pray to the Celestial Father and make known as Jesus in you to impetrate the kingdom of the divine will on earth. Then he says, you must know that all creation, all of my works done in redemption are as though tired of waiting, 2,000 years of waiting. They find in themselves the condition of a noble and rich family whose children are all of proper stature, good looking, of common intelligence, well dressed, and with a marvelous neatness. And they are other ones who make always the best impression. They are the ones who make the best impressions among all the others. Therefore, as though tired, they all prayed that the kingdom of my divine will may come into the midst of creatures, so that one may be the nobility, the honor, and the glory of his family. And in seeing that Luisa, the little daughter of my divine will, comes into the midst, I mean, this is the saints, animated them. asks and makes everyone ask for the coming of the kingdom of the supreme fiat into the midst of humanity. And they all feel delighted because their sorrow is close to ending. God's got this all planned, and he needs us to cooperate. He needs us to cooperate. It's nothing less than that. Here we go. Where are we? I just lost it. Okay, volume 20, 10, 26, 19, 26. My daughter, see how all the acts that I, Jesus, did in redeeming humanity, even the miracles I, God, performed during my public life, had no other purpose but to call back the kingdom of the supreme fiat into the midst of creatures. And in the act of doing them, I, God, asked my heavenly Father to make it known and to restore it back into the midst of the human generations. There was no act that I, Jesus, did while being on earth in which I did not place my divine will as prime act to be established once again in the midst of creatures. Because, listen to this, that was the thing that I, Jesus, cared for most. I most cared for. And if it were not so, or if I did not do so, if everything I worked and suffered, I did not have the kingdom of the supreme fiat as prime act to be restored in the midst of creatures, my coming upon earth would have brought half good to the generations, not a complete one. And the glory of my celestial Father would not have been completely reintegrated by me. Okay. So we'll end there and be back in about 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And that concludes Father Celso's talk number 4 of a scheduled 5 talk day of recollection. This is Louisa and the Kingdom of the Divine Will, part 2. Father will be back in about 14 minutes with his 5th and final scheduled talk for today's Divine Will Day. We'll go to Poland one more time for Eucharistic Adoration, courtesy of EWTN. Thank you.